This is The Pulse, stories at the heart of health, science, and innovation. I'm Mike and Scott. The story you're about to hear is part of a special edition of The Pulse, The Science of the Cinema. If you want to hear the whole show, check us out on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Production companies are making an effort to create some movie magic for people who might seem like they wouldn't be able to fully enjoy a film. It's not available everywhere yet, but it's definitely gaining traction. Paige Flager reports.
I met up with Sarita Kimball in the lobby of a small movie theater in Philadelphia. She has a spate of freckles across her nose and short brown curly hair. Hi, are you Sarita? Hi, I'm Paige.
Nice.
She's kind of a movie junkie.
I enjoy a good drama. I enjoy a good comedy.
She's also legally blind. Kimball steps up to the refreshment stand and asks for something called an audio description device. It's a small black plastic square with a couple of buttons on it. It comes with a set of headphones that look kind of like the ones that I used in the 90s with my portable CD player. The movie we're about to see is Florence Foster Jenkins, the one where Meryl Streep is a bad singer. We settle onto our seats in a middle row. Kimball puts the headphones on her ears, and I follow suit.
A narrow blue bar rises vertically, and two more bars emerge from behind it with names atop them. Meryl Streep, Hugh Grant. Glowing rectangular lights appear alongside the blue columns, which retract to reveal skyscrapers against a navy sky. The title appears over the glittering skyline, Florence Foster Jenkins.
The voice you're hearing is coming from my headphones. She's narrating every single bit of action on the screen in between the dialogue.
Mr. Bayfield gets out in front of a brownstone apartment building and climbs the stairs. Inside, he strolls through the living room, tossing his jacket and scarf on a chair.
Wow, I never realized how much of the movie plot was only visual.
As he busies himself at a table, a slender brunette woman steps into the room, lifting a glass from a table with liquor bottles.
Welcome home.
The narration is called an audio description track.
Just about every feature film that is released in the movie theaters has an audio description track. And we've come a long way to get to that point.
He's got a good voice, right? That's Joel Snyder, the director of the American Council of the Blind's Audio Description Project. He's pretty famous in his business for that voice and his audio descriptions.
Oh, flames God. From the stove ignite his padded chest.
This Hollandaise smells like burnt rubber.
His blouse turns black.
God, it's hot in here.
He looks down. He stands upright as flames leap from his chest. He tries to smother them with a metal spatula, then succeeds with two pot lids. Two singed spots remain on his blouse. Smoke fills the kitchen.
One of his colleagues even called him the Brad Pitt of audio description.
Oh, I don't know about Brad Pitt, but I've been, I think basically what it comes down to is I'm old. Maybe I'm the Morgan Freeman.
Regardless of what movie star makes the most apt comparison, Snyder is definitely one of the founding fathers of audio description, which was developed here in the U.S. back in the 1980s.
You know, it's so much a part of our culture, the media, television, movies, and of course, museums and performing arts. It's about providing access to one's culture, and that really is everybody's right.
At a production studio north of Los Angeles, a company called Audio Eyes has become a one-stop shop for audio description. They have audio describers, audio engineers, accessibility experts, and about a quarter of their staff is blind, including founder and manager Rick Boggs.
I think having blind people involved in the production process makes a huge difference in the quality of the final product.
Audio Eyes has recorded well over 1,000 hours of description.
Beauty and the Beast and Pinocchio, Toy Story, and more recently stuff like Love and Mercy, Where Hope Grows, Cabin in the Woods. Right now, we are at what I would call an explosion phase in this industry where each year, the amount of described programs is multiplying exponentially.
Some of their audio descriptions are even available on smartphone apps. Back in Philadelphia, Sarita Kimball and I leave the movie theater as the credits roll.
How'd you like it?
Actually, I loved it.
Yeah?
I like classical music.
I almost found myself forgetting that the audio description was there.
You really don't think about it. I mean, I'm just sitting there just having a blast, like, wow, this is good. I really enjoyed that movie with the subtle cues that I was given to help me understand some of the things that visually I would not have been able to observe.
The audio description track wasn't perfect. Sometimes it would be too quiet and I couldn't hear it over the movie's soundtrack, and once it even cut out altogether. But to Kimball, those things don't matter much. She's been legally blind for 35 years now, and she's just glad that she can enjoy going to the movies again. For The Pulse, I'm Paige Flager.